There is a picture in the Levin Jubilee souvenir publication that shows
the old
mill hands that had worked in the mill at Wirraroa, and their names is on the back. Mr. Selwyn Simcox's book of Otaki, there is a picture of the mill and its workers in Prowse's mill, which was at Houtry, south of Otaki. I think at this stage it would be unfair if I didn't mention the part my mother played in the welfare of the mill in general. She used to travel to Wellington once a fortnight and cash a reasonable big cheque for the men's wages.
That would be by train.
That was by train. That was the only means of transport in those days. No bank in Levin then, and the train was the only means of transport. I cannot give you the time of departure or arrival, but on the return, but I have heard her say that she only had 21 minutes to get to the Bank of New Zealand and back to the Thornton Railway Station to catch the train back to Levin. She had a standing order with a cabby. I think it was about 1895 when Palmerston North opened a branch of their Bank of New Zealand at Manukau, and my mother used to ride down there for the men's wages. And it wasn't until 1897 before the Bank of New Zealand started in Levin. The nearest doctor in those days was in Foxton. No telephone. If you required the services of the doctor, well, you just had to ride over to Foxton and get him and both ride back again. There was no bridge over the Manawatu River. You and your horse had to swim it. And it was quite a few years before a doctor came to Otaki. Broken legs, arms, bad cuts were all taken over to the boss's missus, which was my mother, and she fixed them up and made them as comfortable as possible until they could be put on a stretcher and slung up in the guard's van of the train and sent to the nearest hospital, Wellington.